Hi, and welcome to Think Marvelous. I'm Shreya, your hostess for today. I'll be reading The Magic Book of Feeling and the Marvelous Boy by Karen Foxley. First, I'll be giving some tea on the author. Karen Foxley is an Australian novelist that has written around 5 books. She also was raised and born in Australia. She attended the University of the Sunshine Coast with a Bachelor of the Arts degree in 2005. She is currently at the age of 48 with 4 sons and a husband. Her newest book release is Lenny's Book of Everything. Now I'll be asking some questions about the book. Unfortunately, we have no guests today, so I'll be answering them myself. Question number 1. If you could add one character to the book, what type of character would it be? I would probably give the Marvelous Boy a brother or sister. It'd make his backstory more interesting. Question number 2. Do you think Ophelia is braver than the Marvelous Boy? To be honest, I think the Marvelous Boy is way more braver than Ophelia. He gets taken away from his parents and goes through many mystical creatures he couldn't even dream of. Ophelia just has this one part in life where she meets the Marvelous Boy. The only reason why she stood up to be brave is because of the Marvelous Boy. Why do you think Kara took a stand on the group of ghosts? Kara took a stand because she was tired of being clumped together in the group and she wants to take a stand and declare her independence. Well, since now you know a little bit about the book, I'll give a summary about the book. The Book of Feeling the Marvelous Boy is a fantasy fiction novel. The story is based on some old-time folktales. The author chose to modernize the folktales while blending them into the book. Ophelia Jane Worthington Withard doesn't believe in anything that can't be proven by science. Ophelia and her sister struggle after her mother's death. Their dad takes a job in a strange museum in a city where always knows. On the first day, Ophelia explores the museum. She finds a boy locked in a room. The boy was named the Marvelous Boy. He was a prisoner of the Snow Queen, and he's been waiting for Ophelia's help. This modern-day fairy tale shows care, friendship, courage, love, and never ever giving up. Here are a few more questions than answers. Question number 4. Which folktales do you think were incorporated in this book? I think the book was just no way. I think that because of the setting, Marvelous Boy's backstory takes place in a forest, and so does Snow White's. And also, I think that the names really, the Snow Queens, the Snow White, pretty similar. What would be one thing that you would do to make Ophelia's life better? I'd probably change the fact that Ophelia's mom dies. I think that her mom supports her through everything and she loves to have her back. It would make Ophelia feel much better and maybe her less miserable. What was my favorite part of the book? I love when they find out that Miss Kaminsky is the Snow Queen. I really enjoy that part because it's such a big plot twist and makes so much more mystery. be reading a little bit from the book to finish up the podcast. In the end, the queen was nothing like in the stories the marvelous boy had been told. First as a child, the heart, and later by the wizard. There were no claws, no sharp teeth. She was young. Her pale hair ripped over her shoulders. She opened her misty blue eyes wide and smiled sweetly at the king. "I do not like him, my darling," she said, not once raising her voice. "I do not like him one little bit." But, he's my marvelous boy," exclaimed the king. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for more marvelous fantasy books. Bye!